excitement right next to us because it's a rabbit showmanship going on right now. And that's just one of a whole list of things that are going to be happening at the fair today.
And KRFY has a presence here at the fair. Every morning show this week will be broadcast from the fairgrounds from 8 to 9 and also from 12 p.m. every day and at 5 p.m. every evening. We have folks that will be on the mics, and we will be bringing in guests to talk about. And Chris, you just walked over to the 4-H area where the rabbits live. What's going on over there today?
Okay, so rabbit showmanship is where the 4-H kids that have raised these rabbits bring them out on a table and
show them.
I wish I was over there, actually, because I've never watched it myself. But I know, like with swine showmanship, they have to guide their animal around just with a little cane. And I can't imagine that's what they do with a rabbit.
Trained rabbits, sort of?
Well, I don't think the rabbits are trained in that way. But I think they're probably judging conformation and the quality of the animal more than any kind of tricks it can do.
You know, the Bonner County Fair has been going on for quite a while, and we have a fair official here. We have Terry Owens, who is also known as Terry Nobody here at KRFY. He has a show called The Beast and the Priest on Monday nights from 9 to 10. But right now you're here, Terry. Hi, thanks for stopping by our booth here.
Good morning.
It's nice to have you. And you are a superintendent of creative writing, science and computers and all media.
That is correct. There's three different departments that I'm superintendent of.
And as a superintendent, what does that mean?
So what I do is I run my department when exhibitors bring in their exhibits. I will check them in, make sure that they're in the right categories, and then I'll categorize them all. And then when judging happens, I will present them separated into their categories to the judges. The judges judge them. I do not judge anything. So if you didn't get a best in show, it is not up to me. And then after they've all been judged, I put them up in the booth for display.
Okay, so semi-official work in those
yeah.
departments?
Yeah.
And is it a lot of work? Are you here every day?
It is. It is 2 days of work. There's one day when all the exhibits are checked in, and then there's a day when they're all judged. So they all came in on Saturday. They're all static exhibits, so they came in on Saturday, and I get them all checked in. And then on Monday, the judges came in and did the judging, and then I have to put them all up for display.
Well, tell us a little bit more about creative writing. How do you judge that? And is that open to all ages?
Yeah, there are three youth age groups, so they are split up for the different ages of the youth. There is an adult class, and then there is a senior class, and so there are different classes or categories that you can enter in. For example, in creative writing, there's short story, poetry, nonfiction. There's a special department for agriculture in the Inland Northwest, and the top entry in that, there's actually a $30 prize for that. So that one is kind of competitive. Some people may not know about that, but
and they write about an agricultural topic. Could it be fiction or nonfiction, or
it's most likely nonfiction. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen a fictional agriculture story in that category, but yeah.
Are these categories fairly new to the fair? Because I've never heard of these, or I just didn't notice them. And where are they located?
They're further back in the book. So okay. I mean, it's a. Seems to be a small category. I think the most popular ones, you know, aside from the animals, is the fine arts, a lot of photography and painting and stuff like that. The vegetables are all pretty popular. But it is a good category, and there are some people that are quite regular that do enjoy writing. And
how does the 4-H fit into the fair? I mean, you don't have to be in 4-H to show animals, I'm assuming.
Right. So my departments are open class, which means anyone can enter. 4-H, you have to be a 4-H member, and they have their own categories and competitions, I guess you could say.
Okay.
Well, and how long have you been doing this, Terry?
So I think I'm on my third year of doing this. I came to the fair. I had a young son a few years ago, and I hadn't been to the fair in years. And so we came in with it's what you do when you got kids, take them down to the fair, right?
Of course, yeah. I got a couple grandkids.
And it was great. And
we
came through, and we were looking at all the exhibits, and we said, well, let's enter some stuff. Yeah, like there's a lot of Legos are that actually is its own department now. There were so many Lego entries that they created its own department for Legos. Mm-hmm. So we did a bunch of different little crafty stuff, some art stuff, some Lego stuff, and we came in and we were turning our entries in, and I just kind of looked around and it was like, there's people that are trying to run this, were really, really busy. And I was like, maybe I should offer some help. And so I just put my hand up and said, yeah, I'd be willing to help. And they said, oh, we've got a place for you.
It sounds like volunteers are essential and a key element to making this happen. I'm assuming you're a volunteer.
I am a volunteer. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy it. I really do. I like to interact with people on a really short-term basis like that. But also, I get to read all the entries. So instead of coming to the fair and trying to read them during fair time, I get to sit there and read them while I'm waiting for the next person to come in. So I've read every single entry in the creative writing, and there's some really good stuff. There was probably 30 or 40 in the youth and slightly less in the adult division.
Well, I might want to enter that next year.
I think you should, Chris. I think in your semi-retirement.
I'll cook up something creative. And
yeah. And the great thing about it is it's you're not dependent like you are in the vegetables on whether or not your vegetables are going to be ready, because you've got a whole year now to write some stuff. And
so just out of curiosity.
Just have it on hand to turn in.
Right.
How do people that are... this is specific to this category, of course, but how do people that are just kind of cruising around the fair and want to check out creative writing, can you stand there and read these entries?
You can.
Oh, okay.
I put up a little sign there because they're all clipped onto strings along the wall. But there's a sign that says, yes, you can take these down to read them. Some of them, like the poetry and some of the kids stuff, is a single page. Mm-hmm. But some of them are, you know, 4 or 5 pages.
And who does the judging for this particular category?
I'm not going to reveal their names, but
okay. I get it.
Yeah,
it is blind judging, though. You don't really know who wrote
right.
What,
so
right?
Yeah, all of the static exhibits are blind judged.
Yeah.
So when you fill out your tag, or you can go online now and have them filled out in advance, and we'll print them up and have them ready for you. Just pick them up, and so that tag folds up and will cover the name, and then after they've been judged, we open them up and record them, and then, you know, give them any awards that they're due.
It sounds like you have a keen understanding of how to submit things for the fair, writing in your case, or something like that. But when does it all start? When would someone say they wanted to put something in the fair, like a piece of poetry or something? When would they kind of get the idea, put it into motion?
So I'm not sure when we're going into trying to think where you can register all your stuff online, which is new. It started last year, and then we did it again this year, and that I have found to be a really good way, especially if you have multiple entries, that you can, instead of coming down on Saturday morning and trying to write all that stuff and fill out your cards, you can just go in and do that online. You are able to come in the day of the entries when all those are due, and
submit something.
Yeah, so I'm not sure when that window will open. It's closed right now, so you wouldn't be able to enter for next year today.
Right.
But I'm probably a month ahead of time. Whenever the fair book is printed out, it should be.
Okay, go to the BonnerCountyFair.com or something like that, or
.org. Yes, there is a link through the fair website.
Mm-hmm. Okay, does it cost anything to put a submission in?
No.
Okay.
No,
so, just out of curiosity, Terry, I don't know where you're from, but do you have any memories as a child of going to a county fair?
Yes, I do. Actually, I spent my childhood in Santa Clara, California. And so the Santa Clara County Fair was my local fair, and I would go to that. And back when I was a youngster, there was still a lot of rural Santa Clara County. It got paved over pretty fast as I grew up. but yeah, there was we didn't raise anything ourselves. I didn't enter anything, but we would go down. We'd see the rodeo. We'd see the animals, and they would have, you know, all the vendors out there, and we kind of just went and, like, looked at the girls mostly.
Honest, Terry.
Well, Susie, tell us your fair memories.
You know, I was in 4-H, and I was in the sewing department, so we submitted things that we had sewn, and my mother taught me how to sew, and I was part of that group of, and I was also a Mariner Scout. Meaning not a Seattle Mariner Scout, but a Girl Scout we had boats and we sailed and stuff like that. But we didn't submit for that. But
where were we at when you
growing up? Muskegon, Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think going to the fair, and we had to put on the clothes that we had sewn, and they'd have style shows.
Do you have a particular piece that you're proud of that you remember?
I did get a blue ribbon for, it was a skirt, a top, and a jacket.
Okay, a little ensemble.
ensemble. It was horrible, actually, looking.
It was horrible.
But it was well done.
Come on, I got a blue ribbon. It can't be that horrible.
It was well sewn. So what about you, Chris?
I grew up out in a little town in Oregon, and we had the Douglas County Fair, which is based in Roseburg, Oregon. We went every year. It was a big event for us to go to the fair. It was one of the cool things we liked to do. Although, like Terry, I was interested in other non-fair things.
Well, it's social. It's very social.
It's very social.
You can just look around right now. You might not see your neighbors or your people that also have rabbits, but right now we're looking over at the rabbit display, as you said.
The rabbit showmanship
contest.
And they're showing the rabbits right now as we speak. They bring them out on a table, and the kids.
Yeah, there's some fair royalty over there.
Yeah, I'm seeing someone with a tiara walking by, and I just sent Jack over to try to get her.
We're going to grab the
Fair Queen,
the Fair
I think.
Queen and the Princesses, I think.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, so we'll get to talk
and
to them.
Just so everyone knows, this is KRFY 88.5, our community radio station. Chris Bessler and myself were the morning show hosts on Wednesday. We're sitting here with Terry Owens, host of also a KRFY volunteer broadcaster. We all are. And Terry also is volunteering here at the fair. And so we're talking about the fair. We are live. We hope that you stop by the fair because it is a really cool community and time. You know, we all have those memories, and here we are.
Yeah.
It looks like we have the Bonner County Fair Queen walking up.
Okay.
And she has a crown on her head.
Microphone set up for you.
Hi.
Nice and close.
And what is your name?
My name's Abigail Shookadance.
And you are the Fair Queen?
Yes, I am.
Well, welcome. I feel like I'm in the presence of royalty.
Yeah, we are. So, Abigail, tell us about how you got involved in the fair in the first place. I suppose you have to kind of put your name in the hat to compete to be queen?
Yes. Yeah. So, I moved here about 6 years ago, and I had no friends here. But some kids walked up to me, and they said, hey, do you want to join 4-H with us? And because I had no friends, I decided, why not? And I got in there, and I tried it, and I realized that I made so many friends that first year that it was so worth it. And spending time with the animals was a big part.
It was a great community that you found yourself in. Did you come here from a rural area, or were you from a more urban area?
Rural.
Yeah. So did you go to fairs where you lived before?
No, they didn't have fairs.
Oh, really? No. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Ontario, Canada.
Okay. Okay. Are you Canadian?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the U.S. So,
thank you.
And what are your duties as queen?
So some of my duties as queen is to, one, wander around the fair, take pictures with kids who want it, and just kind of help people if they need it. Another one is handing out awards to kids who won. So in about an hour, I'll be handing out beef quality ribbons.
Oh, nice.
Beef quality, does that mean the cows?
Mm-hmm, cows.
Okay. And when you got into 4-H, did you start submitting things to the fair?
Not really.
You just got involved.
I just got involved and...
Made friends.
I made friends.
What kind of 4-H groups were you in? There's a specific group all around the county, right? Different mm-hmm. different 4-H clubs.
Yeah.
What are you in a single club, or are you in more than one?
My main one is Sagal Saddle Tramps, but I'm in Golden Grouse for a few other projects.
Okay.
Do you live out in the country and have animals and horses and things like that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
What do you have?
I have 3 horses, a dog, 2 cats, and 20-some chickens.
Okay.
Cluck, cluck.
Yeah, I had chickens when I was young, but I never entered any of them in the fair. What would you like to shout out to people who might be listening about coming to the fair and what kind of experiences they could have here?
Ambassador,
yeah.
Bring lots of water.
Okay.
That's always been a big one.
Yeah.
It gets pretty hot here. But don't be afraid to talk to people.
Yeah.
Like, you never know. Everyone has a story to tell.
Yeah, yeah, you bet. And, Susie?
I have 2 questions.
All right, okay. Gary.
Have you invited anybody to join 4-H that looked like they needed friends?
Yes, I have.
Good for you. And another question, did you enter anything in creative writing?
I did.
How did you do? Have you checked?
Yeah. I think I got 1 third place, 2 firsts, and 3 seconds.
Oh.
So you entered 6?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Congratulations. That's incredible.
So Terry is the superintendent for creative writing. Oh, you know that. Do you guys know each other?
Yeah. No, we probably met on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I met a lot of people on Saturday.
All right.
So Abigail, you have a lot of duties ahead of you. This is the second day of the fair and inviting people out. I love your story about how people encouraged you to and you met friends coming down here and joining our community. Thank you so much for talking to us. Anything else you want to say, Abigail? What's your last name again?
Shookadance.
Okay, yeah. Abigail, queen of the fair here.
I don't really have anything else to share, unless you have something specific.
No?
Okay, well, as you wander around, you might get collared again to come. We're going to be here every morning. Also at noon and at 5, we have people that are doing live broadcasts right here.
That's cool.
And if you haven't listened to it before, tune in to 88.5 KRFY. And I'm not sure if this is going to be recorded. Okay, we're going to be recording. We are recording this. And so we'll if you go to KRFY.org maybe later this afternoon and you want to hear yourself, what you said on the radio, there will be a recording there.
Okay.
Okay. We hope you have a great day. And I think your idea of bringing water is a good one because it's going to be hot today and for the next few days.
Yeah, it's going to be toasty.
Perfect fair weather.
It is perfect fair weather.
All right. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Abigail.
Thank you.
And I just want to say we're talking about the weather. Should I do the weather? Because we didn't get to that in the beginning.
You should do the weather. We're getting buzzed by a few planes right now. So
I'll just take a pause here.
Yeah.
We could put on a song. Terry, you had a song, and then I'll do the weather after the song.
I did.
And Jack is here helping us with the board.
One of my favorite country fair songs, Chris Ledoux.
County Fair. Chris Ledoux, County Fair. Thank you.
like a dog, slaving on the fence line, stretching those wires tight. Digging and tapping and sweating in the sunshine, but I get off tonight. I got a date with a girl, a pretty rancher's daughter, green eyes and golden hair. Gonna pick her up at 8 after some soap and water, and we're heading to the county fair. Well, there's a full moon in the western sky, and there's magic in the air. Ain't nothing I know of can make you fall in love like a night at the county fair. Well, we walk through the midway, the lights and the laughter. She puts her little hand in mine. Well, she don't act like she knows what I'm after, but tonight I'm gonna make her mine. You know the tunnel of love, well, it ain't my style, so I take her on the Ferris wheel. Way up in the sky with the stars in her eyes, I'm gonna tell her just how I feel. Well, there's a full moon in the western sky, and there's magic in the air. Ain't nothing I know of can make you fall in love like a night at the county fair. Well, I know Monday morning I'll be back on the fence line, but it'll be all right, 'cause that pretty little girl says she's gonna be all mine to see her next Friday night. Well, there's a full moon in the western sky, and there's magic in the air. Ain't nothing I know of can make you fall in love like a night at the county fair. Ain't nothing I know of can make you fall in love like a night at the county fair.
And that was Chris LeDoux. The name of the song was County Fair. I'm Susie Prez, here behind the mic at the County Fair. Bonner County Fair is happening this week. It started yesterday, and today is day two, Wednesday, August 19th. And Chris Bessler and myself were broadcasting live from the fair. And the word of the day is come on down to the fair. It's a fun social activity for our community. And the one thing we didn't do in the beginning, because we had guests coming on, we had the queen of the fair. That was pretty cute. But the weather from the National Weather Service for today, currently it's 61 degrees. Today we can expect a high of 86, sunny, then hazy. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 51. Tomorrow, 89. Here we go, Chris, into the heat.
Mm-hmm.
And on Friday we have 92. And it just kind of stays hovering in that direction. I'm trying to look at the air quality. I'm not seeing it on here right now, but wind speed is zero.
It's projected as moderate, actually, for the next few days.
Well, that's nice. And Jack just told me if we hear planes going over, because we're right next to the airport, it doesn't really come through that much. We hear it more than coming through the mic. So
yeah.
We can just stick with that. And that's the weather from the National Weather Service. Mm-hmm. Beautiful end of summer. Mid-August weather right
mm-hmm.
here.
And I just came over from the Rabbit Showmanship Contest, and there's a nice crowd there. There's probably a good 60, 80 people over there. The kids are lined up. So this is how it works, and it's new to me. So there were eight kids with their rabbits in front of them on the judging table, and the judge was coming by and looking at the animals, their confirmation. But the 4-H'ers also have to know about their animals, and the judge gives them a little quiz. And,
okay.
For instance, do you know what the crown is on a rabbit?
I would think it would be somewhere on their between their ears, maybe.
I think it is. that's what the kids all pointed to. So
they learn things by raising these animals, and then they're tested on it at the fair.
Yeah. And I did a shout out. I'm hoping when the contest concludes, a few of them will come over here, but we'll see if we get them or not.
It's always fun to come on the radio live, and we have someone sitting right in front of us who is Sandy Ross. She's the flower supervisor, kind of like Terry's the supervisor of creative writing, science, and computers. And so welcome, Sandy. Thanks for stopping by our booth here at the County Fair.
Thanks for having me. It's always nice to talk about the fair.
Right. And flower supervisor.
Yeah. So flowers are great. That's a lot different than entering a creative writing piece, because you want the flowers to look the best, right?
That's right. So we have a special additional entry time. We take flowers Monday morning so that they're nice and fresh for the judges to see and at their very best. It puts a lot of pressure on the supervisors because we have so many entries and we have to have them ready for the judge to look at by noon. So we work really hard, and fortunately all of the participants come with their tags as complete as possible. And then we do a few little things, like make sure they have the right amount of stems, for instance, in their display. Make sure that they have chosen the best of the flowers that they're bringing in, and get them ready for the judges to look at.
How many entries do you have this year?
Oh, well, Terry and I were just talking about that. We really wish we knew. We believe in flowers this year more than ever. I can tell you that the dahlias were just beautiful this year, over the top. And we had some interesting and new asters. We had two called peony asters, which were just a little different. And then we had some new perennials that we hadn't seen before. And we had a new classification. We had a new class strictly for hydrangeas, because our hydrangeas in Bonner County have becoming more and more popular. And we just decided we wanted to have a separate class so that we could show them more individually.
And where are they located here at the fair? Are they in the big building right next to us?
We are in the main building. We're front and center, which is why we always like to make our display as beautiful as possible, because we're often the very first thing people see. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I'm here this morning to water them and make sure that they stay as fresh as possible.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like when you start the process of submitting and applying to show your flowers at the fair, there's pretty clear guidelines in the book, as Terry called it, about how to do that, how many flowers to bring to make your display. And it also sounds like there's a lot of support from the fair, from you, on how to kind of put your display together the day of.
Well, you know, that's kind of the interesting thing about flowers, is you can just walk through your yard on the morning of the fair and pick some beauties out and bring them in. But there are people that start planting their gardens, you know, in the dead of winter, and they order their seeds and they're so excited to see them come up. So that's what's really sweet about our fair, is that it's a great combination of true amateurs and then you know, some people that really know what they're doing. And it's great when you're sitting at the table, because as a supervisor, you know, these people are sharing, oh, I grew that one last year, and oh, my zinnias this year came up double. And you know, it's just wonderful to hear the interactions that happen between the exhibitors as well as between us and the exhibitors coming
in. And flowers can be a really spontaneous thing to decide to enter, right? If you find that some of your flowers this year are particularly great, you might say, hey, I'm going to enter these in the fair and see what happens.
That's right. And that's worked for us and against us. You know, the fair is switching over to ShowWorks, which is an online entry. But many of our flower people said, well, I don't know exactly what I'm bringing in until 5 o'clock Monday morning. Mm-hmm. And we really understand that. And I think that our fair is going to be able to support people that still are working with paper and pencil and books, as well as those of us that are ready to step into doing things online. You know, we always talk about how we want more and more younger participants, that we don't want the fair to just turn into a party of the gray hairs. But the way that we can do that is make sure that there are some modern ways that people can enter their materials.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned classes. So there's a whole bunch of those, I presume.
Yeah, I'd have to check in the fair book, or maybe you can real quick. There's dozens of classes. And one nice thing about our small local fair is that we can change this list of classes within reason, especially if as fair supervisors we work hard early in the winter with the fair director, Stacy and Carly. And for instance, hydrangeas, we were able to make that as a new class. And that's really one of the great things about Bonner County Fair, having a small fair, is we can, you know, do things like that.
Yeah, and the classes, checking it out here, as you suggested, they're really specific, like zinnias, over under 3 inches or over 3 inches, three blooms, and then by color, you know, yellow, orange, red, pink. So each one of those classes can get a blue ribbon?
Yeah, that's right. And we also almost always have a thing called other, because you just never know what people are going to bring in. Furthermore, awards are divided into age groups. So, of course, we have our senior citizens and then what's traditionally called open class. And then we have three groups of youngsters that we divided into also. And each one of those classes, should there be entries in each one of those could earn a blue ribbon because it's judged against what's in that age. So senior citizens aren't competing against, you know, three-year-olds. But it's so joyous to see those young kids, especially after they learn to write, because we try to get them to write their own tickets. It's part of the whole deal.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And it's just sweet watching them fill stuff out and, you know, making sure, you know, counting their flowers to make sure they have the right amount in.
Mm-hmm. So just looking back, were you involved in the county fair when you were a child? Where did you grow up? We're talking with Sandy Ross. She's the flower supervisor here at the Bonner County Fair. What are some of your memories if you were?
Well, I wasn't a fair kid. I always went to fairs where I lived. And I'm not the only fair supervisor. I'd like to point out that, you know, this is about legacy and descendants this year. And I'm not exactly a descendant, but Rebecca Hawkins talked me into it. And her mother, Delcy Marino, and my mother-in-law, Virginia Ross, and others, as well as Roxy Lowther, and were the ones that got me into it. They said, just come, you know, and they taught me how to clerk at first. And then this year, I'd like to point out, we had a really sweet judge. We had Michaela Bristow, which is Sue Bristow's granddaughter. And Sue and her husband, Gary Bristow, are longtime flower exhibitors. Sue has since passed away, and Gary doesn't bring his vegetables and sunflowers to the fair, but we have a legacy of a monstrous amount of sunflowers because of him. He grew every sunflower known to man and brought them in. You know, it was just wagon load after wagon load. So it was really, really nice, especially considering the theme of the fair, to have Michaela working with us this year. Mm-hmm. And she did a great job. She worked so hard to, you know, it's hard to pick first place. It's hard. Some of them are they're so beautiful and the details are so tiny. Mm-hmm. But she was able to do that, and we were able to be finished and ready to open.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful theme to this year's fair, legacy and descent.
The actual theme is independence and farmers' descendants.
That's right. Yeah. Descendants. That's Michaela.
It's talking about generations here.
Yeah.
We love the stories we're hearing. We heard a great story from the fair queen. And so her name is Abigail. And, you know, these stories really go down from in through the generations. I'm sure you talk to your family members about what goes on at the fair and people coming. It's just going to get real busy here today.
Yeah. I hope so. It should be a good day. You know, the flowers suffer when it's hot.
Yeah.
But the attendance suffers when it's rainy. So we just have to make the best of it.
This is probably the best day to see flowers is this morning, I bet.
Yeah.
Because
the sooner
the
better.
Yeah. All right. The sooner the better with the flower exhibits. So, and they're right in the main exhibit hall as you walk in, so be sure to check the flowers out and appreciate those.
Yeah, we also have a champion center table, which is nice this year. Mm-hmm. And so all our grand champions and our special awards are all set out on this table, and it's very dramatic. It's really pretty.
Mm-hmm. How wonderful. Well, we really appreciate your stopping by. Any last words that you'd like to say to the KRFY listeners here today?
Well, come to the fair. Hey. And then if you've ever thought about doing a flower, do it. It's just really a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, how many years have you been doing this? Sandy?
I'm not really sure. I'd say like 15.
Oh.
But always with that group. Our supervisor, you know, we have three of us, Rebecca and Roxy and myself, and in the past Sue Bristow, and we don't do it alone. So I'm just speaking for us all. But if you're interested in growing a flower this winter, stick it in the ground and I bet it'll come up. It's just awesome.
This is a beautiful time of year for flowers too. So again, we really thank you for stopping by, Sandy Ross, flower supervisor, and we're going to hear a song real quick.
Yeah, take a little musical break here, and we're, it looks like they're...
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Looks like they're wrapping up the rabbit showmanship contest.
Why don't you run over there and try to get some rabbit showers?
Presenters. Some forest kids who are here,
So this song is Blue Moon of Kentucky by Bill Monroe. We'll be back. This is 88.5 KRFY, your community radio station. We're at the Bonner County Fair this morning.
Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on.
And that was Blue Moon of Kentucky by Bill Monroe. We're back at the county fair, back live for KRFY Community Radio. I'm Susie Prez here with Chris Bessler and Terry Owens. And I want to thank Jack Peterson for keeping us on the air. And so here we are at the fair. And Terry, we were just talking during the music break about what's coming up today. And you started talking about some of the interesting...
Some of the evening events, which are really popular if you want to come and see a show. They've got barrel racing going on this evening. It is free, open to the public. It starts at 7 o'clock, so get there early and get a good seat. It's going to be in the big arena out there. Have you ever watched barrel racing, anybody?
I have watched barrel racing.
It's exciting.
Yeah, this is very exciting.
I thought that was rodeo.
Well, it's part of the rodeo. One of the events in regular rodeo, but it's...
So if you've never seen it, people on horseback, and they set up barrels out there, and there's a certain path that you have to bring your horse, but it is a competition.
Yeah, head it's a to race head. Around the barrels.
Yeah. So it's fast action.
Yeah, and I mean, it looks like there's some risk involved for those riders because they're really going for it. Yeah, that's at 7 p.m., and it is free. It's at the outdoor arena here. Mm-hmm. But there is stuff going on all day with judging of various things. Right now, it's the Rabbit Showmanship Contest. I was just over there, and they're still going strong. There's a bunch of kids right now. I think there's 6 kids that are showing their rabbits.
They haven't picked a champion. Is there a champion that comes out of the rabbit showing?
I think for all the animal exhibits, there's like a grand champion that's the best of the whole the whole herd, if you will.
Group of rabbits. Yeah. What's the name of a group of rabbits, anyways?
Warren. Right.
Oh, Warren? Jack says it's a Warren.
I think it's a Warren. Or maybe that's where they live.
That's where they live.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had a rabbit named Warren.
Did you?
No. All right, here's something fun if you just want to do something silly. 2 o'clock is the swine costume contest. I don't know if you're supposed to dress up as a swine or if you dress up your swine in a costume, but that's at 2 o'clock at the swine arena. And then after that, you might as well go over to the sheep costume contest.
Costume contest.
And that's at the indoor arena. Yeah, okay. It's after the, so those will follow the swine showmanship and the sheep showmanship. But yeah, they get dressed up and it should be fun.
There's also at noon, there's a market goat showmanship contest. And I've always had an affection for goats.
Goats.
I actually had a goat for a little while when I was a kid.
I used to milk goats up in Colorado when I lived on a farm, like 8 goats every morning.
Mm-hmm. At 11 a.m. also, there is a poultry quality contest. I mean, who doesn't like chickens?
I know.
I like them.
I had chickens when I was growing up. Actually, part of my checkered past, my uncle raised fighting cocks, and he made me his partner on one of them.
Ew.
And I'll tell you, it's actually, I'm glad that they banned that particular sport because it's...
Not good.
Yeah. It's kind of gruesome.
So we have a lot going on at the fair. Do you have something else to share of what's coming up besides sheep contest, costume contest?
Yeah, there's some other thing. A lot of animal showing is kind of what's going on mostly during the daytime. But looking across here, looks like they got some kids' activities out there on the lawn for the children to run around and enjoy themselves.
Oh, sure.
It's a lot of Young Guns, Wild West. Need my binoculars. I can't quite
read.
Fun Park. Oh, it's okay. Fun, yeah. Is it? Mm-hmm. Okay, have some fun at the fair in the Wild West.
And they do have a little bandstand that we're looking at as well. So they do have occasional music here. Just fun just to come to the fair and just wander around, check out all the different animals, all the exhibits, and we like to eat at the fair.
What do you like to eat at the fair, Chris?
Oh, I don't know. I usually cruise see the different organizations that have kitchens here, and you know find something you like to eat. And there's also there's some food trucks here as well. So,
are you bringing your granddaughters out here?
Yes, certainly am.
You and Sandy.
Wouldn't miss it.
Yeah. They'll have so much fun. I'm sure they already have come to the fair for other years, but they're pretty young still.
So. Yeah, you bet they are. So,
there's some contests coming up this weekend. The World's Smallest Rodeo is on Friday, and the Little Folks Horse Show is on Friday. And then Saturday, ice cream eating contest. If you want to get in the ice cream eating contest, you got to sign up for that. But that's on Saturday at 1 o'clock. And then the beard, mustache, and mullet contest is also going to be on Saturday.
So they make it really fun.
I got third place in or fourth in the beard contest 1 year.
Oh, you did?
I was a little disappointed, yeah. I grew that thing for like 2 years, and somebody beat me. So but that's
they,
on Saturday
they don't go
at
just
1
on
o'clock.
Length,
I'm not
either.
I'm not competing this year. I cut it.
What are the criteria to win in a beard contest?
They were broken into like three different beard lengths, and it was like best overall and wildest beard, which I thought I was going to get, but somebody outwilded me. I don't know. Maybe I should have just.
You look a little trimmed up this year, Terry.
Yeah. I mean, relatively speaking.
What's the biannual where it's long for a year and then I get sick of it and I cut it and then it takes a year to grow it back to its full length. So,
how many guys were in the beard contest when you competed?
I think there was like five of us and then somebody went out and just grabbed people out of
the
fair. Like, you got a beard, get over here.
And that's the way the fair rolls.
Yeah, that was fun.
You can end up being a participant.
Yeah. Yep.
That's cool.
But that's the fun stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just want to encourage folks to come out to the fair because it is a really special celebration of our community. I think that's one thing I'm noticing just watching people walk by. It's a spectrum of our community, and we are a great community.
It is.
Yeah. And they do have a big, you mentioned the barrel race tonight at 7 p.m. It's like each evening they have kind of a marquee event. On Thursday, there's ranch sorting.
That's tomorrow.
And that involves people on horseback isolating particular steers in the arena. And it's a pretty amazing to see the riders and the horses working together on that. And that is also free. It's in the outdoor arena.
5:30 tomorrow.
5:30 p.m. there. And then on Friday, one of the big events is the bronc riding. It includes junior bull riding, and there's also a mutton busting contest, which I think is kids on sheep, right?
Yep.
Mutton busting? Yeah.
Mutton busting.
Yeah.
It says barrel racing on that one, too. I think that one is a ticketed event.
It is.
If you buy a ticket, make sure you buy it from BonnerCountyFair.com and make sure you're getting it from the fair. There are false sites up there that will try to sell you an overpriced ticket, and it will not get you in the gate. So be careful when you're buying tickets on the internet.
There's a proliferation.
For everything, not just the fair, any event.
Yeah. That shows at the Panada, shows at the Festival at Sandpoint or the Pondre Arts Council.
Yeah. Be very careful.
There are scammers out there. And they have figured out how to jerry-rig the algorithm for some of the search. So when you search for a ticket, their website will pop up and it'll look
and
totally
legit.
And
they will steal the picture and put our picture on there.
Yeah.
And
really?
It is a scam. If it looks like a scam, it's probably a scam.
Yeah. So even if it doesn't look like a scam, make sure you're on the right side.
I think we should go back to the old-fashioned ticket office. Get your tickets at and go right down there and get a ticket.
Yeah, okay, so BonnerCountyFair.com is the official fair website. On Saturday, the big event is the Bonner County Brawl. It's a demolition derby. It starts at 7 p.m., but word to the wise here is, even though I think the arena accommodates 1,500 people, that this is likely a sellout. So that's one you would want to get a ticket for in advance.
What does that look like? Have you
early.
Ever been there? Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You haven't been to a demo derby?
No.
It is loud and it is fun.
Yeah, it is fun. I mean, I got to imagine those guys get hurt sometimes, too.
It's probably safer than barrel racing.
It might be. They build up to kind of a, often they build up a bit of a cage around the driver, so they're safer.
Yeah,
but
they're battering each other pretty seriously. Yeah.
And I think it's the last rig running is the winner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Go ahead, Terry.
I was going to say, if you can't get a ticket or you're really not into it, those late evenings when there's a big show going on in the arena is the perfect time to come into the exhibit hall. You pretty much got the place to yourself. You can come in and read all that creative writing with the soundtrack of the Demolition Derby going on. I did that 1 year, and it was like a surreal thing to be just sitting there in an empty fair with the sound of cars just demolishing each other and reading some story about a sheep being born. It was pretty weird.
You never had the impulse to get an old car and enter that?
I would love to. I haven't yet, but it's not too late.
I don't think that would be my cup of tea, but it is pretty entertaining to watch it, actually.
There you go.
For some reason, I don't know why.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't think I'm going to go to that, but it does sound interesting, and I'm glad you guys enjoy it.
You might try the barrel racing.
Okay, I would like. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's tonight, and that's free at 7 p.m.
Okay. So the lot going on in our community. Chris, you were going to give us a little picture, because of what other things are going on. The fair is the big deal, though.
The fair is big deal. It runs every day through Saturday, and actually things start happening at 8 a.m. and that happens right up until about 9 p.m. 10 p.m. is the actual official closing each day, so you got a big time range there to come. But other things happening around our town, I'll throw out a few here. One is the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint is joining the North Idaho Philharmonia and the Music Conservatory of Coeur d'Alene at the Panda Theater. They're presenting Carl Orff's epic cantata Carmina Burana. It's a big orchestral production, and I've got to imagine it's pretty terrific. They actually had that last night. There's a second show tonight. Pretty sure tickets are still available, but I'd get online at panada.org to get a ticket if you're interested in going to that tonight. And then, of course, the Bonner County Fair is really dominating our other events around town. I will say one thing with the Panada is that they're running right now a survey on movies. The Panada is looking for more community input on the types of movies and how movies are presented and the time of day and the days of the week and what a good ticket price is. If you have an affection for movies and you like to watch movies at the Panada, go to panada.org, look in the lower left side, and you'll see a link to go take the survey. They're looking for feedback on the way movies are shown at the Panada.
And you're on that board, right?
I am on that board now.
Did you want to announce that to the community? Sorry about that.
So I'm not exactly an objective observer on that, but...
It's another great thing in our community,
it
the
is,
Panada.
The Panada Theater. And the Panada, of course, started in 1927 as primarily a movie house. That was back in the days of the silent films. They were still doing vaudeville acts. Vaudeville acts were still touring around at that time, so they did have a stage for those, but movies were the big thing. They were up-and-coming new technology way before television came along, right? And people would throng to the Panada, and the Panada wants to carry that tradition on with a robust movie offering.
And they preserved the building, and here we are.
Yeah. And I will mention something else that's going on around town. If you watch the Osprey Nest at Memorial Field, there's been a lot of drama going on.
What's
there.
What's going on?
Well, they only had hatched one chick, but it was a healthy chick this year. And last Wednesday, which is, I guess, a week ago today, it was finally fledging. That's when it takes its very first flight. And the Phoenix, it's been named by the Osprey fans that watch the nest all the time on the live webcam. It, as soon as it got up on its very first flight, it got attacked by an eagle, which has never happened that we've seen at the Memorial Field nest before. The eagle got his talons into him, and the Osprey chick, on very first flight, it's just not
Jeez.
Even not sure how to fly. It wound up on the ground, and some people that have been observing the webcam like daily rushed out there. One gal found the chick on the ground, picked it up, and took it to the raptor rescue group that's in Coeur d'Alene, and then the chick went down to the Birds of Prey Northwest. And the good news is they actually sutured up the wound, and the chick is going to be good, fine, apparently. So, and they're going to be releasing that chick again today is the plan.
Eagles and ospreys are territorial, and they will not share. I was at the family festival at the festival at Sandpoint several years ago, and Birds of Prey Northwest was there, and they were displaying, or they brought out an eagle that they had, and the osprey came down. To attack that eagle, and she tucked it back in the box real quick and said, that's enough of that.
So
they will get each other.
Well, we want to wrap this up. This is the Wednesday morning show with Chris and Susie, we'll call it this time. I'm thinking I'll be back on the mic next Wednesday with a special presentation of a thought and a theme called volunteering. And Terry Owens, host of The Beast and the Priest, that shows that it's on the air every Monday from 9 to 10. Thanks for stopping by and joining our Wednesday morning show. This is great.
It has been a blast. Yeah. And I am coming back tomorrow for the 5 o'clock hour.
Oh, nice.
I'll be back at the fair just playing tunes if you want to stop by and say hi. Or I've got Beast and Priest stickers if you need a sticker for your water jug or your coffee mug.
Okay.
Or your
car.
Or
I want one.
Whatever.
Do you have them here right now?
Okay. They're right behind me on the
table.
Okay,
so you can cruise by our booth. We're outside. We're in a little gazebo, a log gazebo. You'll see the big KRFY signs. Come by, say hello. And with people on the mic, they'll probably give you a chance to do a shout out to your friends.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know, I just found out that tomorrow on the morning show, Jim and Jack will be here live at the fair, just like we are. Their guest is Kate McAllister. They'll be talking about her new show coming up, The Lady with All the Answers. I think it's a play that she's probably in.
That sounds like Kate.
It's about
The Lady with All the Answers.
It's about Ann Landers, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So if you need some advice, stop by the fair tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. and Kate will steer you in the right direction.
Yeah. We thank you for tuning in. This was really fun. Come out to the fair. It's happening today and all through the week. And this is our community. And we have Allison Krauss and the Union Station. And the song is called Cluck Old Hen. There you go, Chris. Thanks for listening. And have a great day.
Yeah, bye now.